Hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is the show where we talk about the Akashic Records. We talk about how the Akashic Records can serve you, how they can serve humanity, and the importance of you being you and seeing all that you need to see. For those people who have never logged on or listened to Akashic Wisdom, you will find the definition right there if you're looking at BBS Radio, because it is the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your current life and your intention for your life this time. Yes, there are past lives in the Akashic Records. Everything is in the Akashic Records. And because there is no time, there are also future possibilities or probabilities. But we are on a planet of free will choice. And so what you choose today truly does create your tomorrow. So my name is Donna Fox. I've been doing this for 16 years. Going on 17 years. And I access the Akashic Records for individuals as well as groups, as well as businesses. And when we're here on the program together, you can call in your questions and you can call in your concerns or even your comments. And you can call in and talk to me for free instead of a consultation. You can call in, and I do private telephone consultations for people all over the world. You can call in tonight at 888-429-5471, or if you want to dial direct, you can dial direct at 530-763-1574. And last but not least, you can go ahead and email me if you'd like at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. Again, that's I-N-F as in Frank, O, info, at akashicwisdom.com. Same name as the show. So you can email me your questions. If you are emailing your question, please include your current legal name. Well, you know, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, also if you're listening tonight, today is April 21st. 2013, and if you're listening on April 21st, 2013, you are listening to it live. If it's not April and it's not 2013, then this is probably a pre-recorded show, and we hope you listen because there's always wonderful wisdom that comes forward from the Akashic Records on all of our programs. So, but interestingly enough, I've been reading this book, and the actual book is by a wonderful man by the name of Terry Gordon, and it's actually his journal of when his son was in a terrible accident and ended up being a paraplegic. In fact, maybe one of these days I'd love to have Terry on the show. However, one of the statements in Terry's book, oh, the name of the book is, The Storm Doesn't Last Forever. And, but what's important is there was a comment in the book that when he was in one of his darkest hours, and he was communicating with spirit, you can call spirit God, universe, higher self, but he felt it was God. In one of his darkest hours, and he was trying to figure out which way to go and what to do, the voice within him said to him, "Treat this as if you planned it." Treat this as if you planned it. Or treat this as if you asked for it. all those words were not used. It was as if you planned it. But what's important about those words is if you are going through any type of situation in your life that needs you to either look at it differently, or there have been patterns in your life that you can't seem to shift. We all, if you've been on the spiritual path for a while, you know that the typical thing we will say is people create their own reality. And, you know, and that what you focus on, you get. And all the wonderful things that, when used in a positive way, can uplift you. But when you allow those things to not be used in an uplifting way, can make you feel very guilty about the life you're living now. So creating your own reality can be a positive statement, or it can be, why would I choose this? And I guess that's as the actual words, is treat this as if you chose it. That was the actual words, as it's right, as that's the correct words. Choose it as if you chose it. I mean, treat it as if you chose it. So we say, why would I possibly choose to lose my job? Why would I possibly choose to have no money? Why would I possibly choose to have cancer? Why would I possibly choose any of this? And what I'm, or to be broke, or to be bankrupt, or to whatever the situation is you're dealing with, you say, why would I choose this? And what's important for us to understand is, although that we cannot comprehend why we consciously, or why we would put this in our path, if we treat this as if we chose it, we can be much more strategic in our path out. So I want you to think about if, in fact, you were playing a game. And within the game, you could only move one of two ways. One way, you would be out of the game totally and would not have a chance to even in any way, shape, or form continue the game. And the other path was to go through some very difficult challenges and hurdles to get you to the other side so that you could move forward in the game. And these challenges may be hurtful. And these challenges may really slow you down. But because you're in a game, and because you were able to choose which path you wanted to go on, you can also see, because you're playing a strategic game like on a game board, you can also see the various pathways around or over or through the challenges. And even though the outcome of the challenges is not even being shown to you, you know that if you get through these challenges, what lies on the other side is peace and contentment and freedom. Even though you may not even know what that looks like, you understand those concepts. And so, if you take your life circumstances right now and treat them as if you chose them, what's coming forward is the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records would like you to ask yourself, what strategic plan can I create and am willing to fulfill to shift my consciousness, to change my life, to get me to the other side of peace, contentment, and freedom. And so it's that question or that you need to ask yourself in every area of your life that you are not satisfied with. What strategic actions can I take and again, you've got to fill in the blanks, to shift my attitude, to heal my heart, to create abundance, to feel confident and hopeful for the future. What strategic actions can you take? How can you zig or zag to move yourself from a course of despair? Because many times people will say, if you create your reality, and if I've created my reality, and I've created this, wow, I don't know where to go. And they move into victim rather than in empowerment. So choosing your reality is about choosing your strategic action plan to move away from that which no longer serves you. And so we believe, or many people believe, that we respond to things or react to things rather than create what we can do. You know, whenever you're given lemons, they say make lemonade. And that sounds like a Pollyanna statement. But the reality is, it's a strategic action to help you move out of the depression and into creativity. It's about expanding your heart and your mind to live in the now. To not blame yourself or blame anyone else for your current situation, but to allow yourself to become strategic with your life. So the question that we encourage you to ask yourself is, how can I become strategic in my life? You may even want to write that down. How can I become strategic with my choices? In my life, in the here and now. You know, it's interesting because many people actually, you know, email me that they feel that many times these programs are like a workshop in themselves, because they write down the questions that come forward from the Akashic Records, and they ask themselves the questions. They actually take the time to write them down so they can participate in their life more fully, so that in meditation they can ask themselves these questions, and encourage you to do that. Because the other piece here is that if you had taken a class and you know how to access your Akashic Records, you could ask these questions with your Akashic Records open to get a soul's perspective, your soul's perspective of how you can actually move out of the maze of despair, out of the maze of challenge, and into the freedom of the garden. So, something to think about. And if you'd like to talk to me more about it, or if you'd like some insight from the Akashic Records on how, what strategic actions can you take to shift your life, please call in. You can call in at, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can call in toll-free at 888-429-5471. You can also call direct at 530-763-1574. And that, you know, if you're out of the country, our country code is 011. And you can also email me questions at info@akashicwisdom.com. So I'd like to give you folks a heads up that there is going to be an Akashic Records workshop where you learn how to access your own personal Akashic Records in June, June 22nd and 23rd. And if you would like more information about that, you can also email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And we'll let you know all about it. At an Akashic Records Level 1 workshop, you learn how to work with the energy of the Akashic Records. You learn the specific prayer that I use and that I've been teaching and that I was taught and I teach through the Akashic Records. It's a specific sacred prayer that the energy of the word, the prayer, makes it possible to access the information. Each word has an energy of its own because numbers have energy and letters have energy. And letters can be, are also have a numeric value. So that when you say this prayer, it again, it has the ability to shift the energy to make the information accessible. So that it gives you and empowers you to really, truly get your own answers. And after all, that's what this is all about. I mean, we're living in very, very important times. You'll hear pretty much every spiritual teacher talk to you about how the energies are shifting and the energies coming in and how important it is now that we learn to take care of ourselves. Not only spiritually, but mentally and physically. I mean, you know, this is not being said to scare you, but this is the time to start looking at your environment. And it's a time to start holding on or actually purchasing maybe bottled water. This is, again, not to scare you, but I'll tell you, we're in my city, you know, we had a very strange thing happen, is a water main broke, probably about a half a mile to maybe a mile from me. Maybe two. But that water main was so big and it was so major that they had to evacuate people from their homes with boats, with little, like those little rubber tube boats. They had to get the people in because there was instantly so much water because this water main broke and the water just poured out. So for 3 days, we could not use our water. Our water was contaminated, I guess, and we were on what they call a boil alert. So if you wanted to drink the water, you had to boil it to make sure that there was no bacteria in it, or you bought bottled water. And the weird thing about it is you know, the stores got emptied really quick with water, especially in this area. Not that you couldn't find water other places if you drove a little farther. But I want you to just imagine what would happen if there were natural disasters like that and you couldn't get out, or you went out and everything had been purchased also, it's nothing wrong with having, you know, your own ability to live without the need of electricity or good water. You know, getting foods that don't need to be, you know, use fire to open them up or to make them warm. I mean, it's important for you to look at this. Again, this is not said to scare you, but take a look at what happened in Boston, that tragedy. I mean, the tragedy is that people were on a lockdown. They couldn't leave their home. The tragedy was in the bomb. I understand that, and the people who were killed and hurt and maimed. And our hearts go out, and we say a prayer to them. But the reality is that, you know, millions of people, or at least a million or more people, were asked to stay in their homes and not come out. So what would happen if, you know, if you were asked to stay in your home and not come out, you didn't have any water and you were low on food? I think you can see that might not be working for you, especially if you have children. So it's coming forward for us to prepare ourselves, not for disasters or the end of the world, but when weird things happen, we want to be able to move into our power, not our panic. We want to be able to feel comfortable in our skin, in our environment, and feel in control rather than moving into fear. And so what strategic action can you take to put yourself in a place where you're going to feel confident, where you're going to feel, you know, God forbid something, you know, the power goes out or I have to stay in the house, I know that I'll be okay for a few days or a week, if you have room for that. You know, for those of us who are in an apartment, we could not have, you know, months of food. We just don't have the room. But if you're in a house, you have that kind of ability to plan and to purchase what you need to stay safe. Think about it. And it's also, they're also talking to me about getting some of those like little, they're like emergency blankets. They're like made of that thin, it looks like aluminum foil, but it's hard, it's thicker. I mean, not thicker, but it's stronger. And blankets that maintain, you know, the body heat. This is not meant to be a survival show. But the idea here is that we're talking about strategic actions that can help you feel good about you and help you feel safe. Or strategic, you know, because no one's calling in, we could talk about strategic actions to make money. We could talk about strategic actions to heal relationships. We could talk about strategic actions to heal self-love. But in order to talk about that effectively, I need another human being to talk to about it. Because when you call in, you lend your energy that assists every other listener with that vibration. That's why call-in show like this can be is made so much richer when people call. So, I'll give you the numbers again. If you're calling from the, you know, United States or Canada, it's 888-429-5471. Or if you're in, you know, you don't want to call an 800 number, you can call direct at 530-763-1574. So the other question that comes forward is they're suggesting that you create or you consider how to have enough money, not in the bank, but in your home. So you really want to look at what is your savings, and if it's in the bank, does it need to be in the bank, or is the cash better with you at home? Mm-hmm. Okay, we have a caller. Hello, caller. This is Donna Fox.
Hi.
Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Pat.
Hi, Pat. Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm in Connecticut.
Okay. Have you, well, you've called before, right?
A long time ago.
How are you?
Good. I actually have some feedback, so I might be, my talking might be a little rough. I'm hearing my voice.
Oh, okay. You want to call, hang up and call back again?
It'll probably be the same. I don't know.
Okay.
What's going on? I spoke a long, long time ago. It's interesting what you're talking about tonight because I actually was trying to stay up to call you so I could hear you say, yes, with all the work I've done, I'm finally going to get my rewards. And the question is, God, it made me question, well, are things going to continue to be difficult? You know, maybe the strategy is to just creatively deal with this life as it continues. You know, in other words, it posed the question, maybe I'm not going to get my rewards in this lifetime. I definitely feel like I've worked off and chosen to work off a lot of karma in this lifetime.
Okay.
And I also feel really tired and burnt out and all kinds of things. And really,
so what would have to happen to make you feel not tired and burned out?
For everything to finally get good. And that's everything. It's finances, it's peace within myself, finding motivation within myself again, finding enthusiasm and hope. I feel like I lost a lot of that from being, you know, of having to struggle so many times. I know that I need to reinvent myself and start positive afresh.
So what would that look like?
It's that I can't envision it because it's like it's been too many times. It's like finally I'm really too afraid to be positive again.
Because you're afraid to be hurt?
I'm just afraid that it's going to continue as it has over and over and over and over again of struggling. And before, you know, I always found the fight in me and got up and fought. But I guess I'm really afraid that I'm going to find out it's just going to continue.
You do understand that you're kind of tying the hands of the universe to help you.
Tying the hands?
Yeah.
I think I'm really asking and maybe demanding.
No, what's happening is your mind says you want it, but your heart is afraid to receive it.
Okay, afraid to receive.
See, when you're working with manifestations or any kind of manifestation, it's important that you be 100% aware of where your alignment is. And the and what we're talking about with the alignment is your underlying belief systems and where your focus is. So if your alignment is in so the words they're using, if your alignment is in deserving but not feeling that you will receive, then you're at odds because you're wanting two different things.
Uh-huh.
You're putting out the energy for two different things. I want it, and yet I can't have it. So it's like okay. One cancels, the negative cancels the positive.
Yeah.
So this, please understand, this is not a criticism. It's said to you in a way of supporting you and helping you understand that now is the time to find out, now that you've done all this work and you've had all these challenging and sometimes tragic traumatic situations. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Now that this is all, you've gone through this, mm-hmm. It's time for you to literally shift the consciousness of those experiences into learning. Because when you shift it into learning, you'll move into gratitude.
Okay.
And when you move into gratitude, then you move into joy. And when you move into joy, you move into peace. And the compassion comes from your heart and from your soul for the personality and the body that went through this. And at that point, you can move into, from a place of gratitude and a place of learning, you move into acceptance, and you move into a place of being willing to receive.
Okay.
Can you...
I understand you perfectly. I wonder where I am, because in the midst of what I said, how I'm trying to get better and still, you know, I see myself resist, and at times I see still great fear. I finally decided, like an alcoholic, I have to take, or I've accepted within me to take one baby steps.
Right.
I've only started this in the past maybe 2 weeks.
Great.
So
I
think that may be the learning that you're talking about.
Exactly. You have to find the learning in the situations that came forward, because the learning will really enlighten you and help you release the negative or the victim attitude of the deserving.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So when we started the program, it was about treat whatever situations you have as if you chose it.
Right.
So that by that, you can actually look at from a more objective view. It's about that statement, if you can hold on to that, it can pull you up to the 360 degrees so you can take a look at the whole picture.
Well, I have believed that pretty much all along. I think probably in the past few years I've been really astounded at how much I chose.
Yeah.
And
but it's important not to be angry at yourself for doing that.
Yeah. It became a bad joke.
Right. It's like, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
And it's not about thinking. And that's the piece.
Hmm.
The piece is, with the challenges that we have when we're in the physical have nothing to do with thinking. It has to do with experience.
I'm also beginning to think, this must be really, really bad stuff. Because, big quantity of stuff that I have done that I'm sort of paying my debts to.
So that's got to stop, because that's not true.
Why? Why is that not true?
You really need it, and they're really going to get hard on you in this one. You've got to erase every morsel, every piece of what you think is karma that created that in this life. That has to be gone. You cannot hold on to that. That is not the reason that you, that whatever has happened to you in your life that has been negative, that's not the reason it happened.
Really?
It's not because you did something bad in a past life. You and the whole universe has got to stop that stuff, because it's just perpetuating more crap.
Why did I choose all this then?
It has to do with experience. It has to do with the game. It has to do with the maze. It has nothing to do with the past life.
Okay.
So you have to free yourself from that. Now, that's not to say that we didn't learn things in a past life that we bring forward in this life. That's not to say that if you could see how magnificent you are in a past life, you could use that magnificence to help you in this life. But it is not about, quote-unquote, being wrong or bad in a past life that causes anything to happen in this life. It does not work that way.
Okay. So this is a new concept that I can't wrap my head around yet, but it's,
I know. So you're going to work on it. Because the reason why it's so important is we want you to just take a look at this. If you get yourself in a groove, that the reason why you've got these negative challenges is because you were bad in a past life, or whatever you did caused you to suffer in this lifetime, you have to ask, when is the suffering over?
Yes.
And you also have to ask, what could I've possibly done to create such pain?
Right.
And the answer is nothing. Because no one creates it. That, quite frankly, is a concept that was brought forward by man to control the masses.
Mm.
It has nothing to do with the truth of the universe.
Okay.
You have to take a look at this as logic for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in a loving God?
Yes.
So if a God is loving, and do you believe in a God that is all-forgiving?
Yes.
Then why would the God that you believe in punish you?
You know, it's interesting. It's only been in the last couple of years that I've gotten to these beliefs. I never would have bought into it before.
Please eliminate them from your consciousness.
Okay. Okay. It's easy to, because I haven't been here most of my life.
Say again?
It will be easy to, because I have not believed in these things for most of my life.
Good, because the reality is they're, number one, they're not true. The other thing that you have to be aware of is that's part of what's kept you stuck, because because it's playing on your feeling of being a lack of worthiness.
Yes. Okay.
And that lack of worthiness was born out of this lifetime.
Yes.
It had to do with the way you were raised. It had to do with the relationships you had. And it had to do with the experiences that, for whatever reason, your soul wanted to experience. But it's done now. And it can be done as soon as you have your boundaries in place.
Okay. I've been going through, and I believe it's positive, profound anger. And acknowledgement.
Profound anger, great.
Yeah, an acknowledgement over my life and the remorse and regret. I'll just check in with you on that. I do believe it's positive and moving, and I've had to do it.
Here's the piece around that being moving into your anger is good. as long as you don't let it consume you on a daily basis by repeating itself.
Right, okay.
Okay, so if you need to write it down to get out of your body and burn it, do it.
Yeah,
but the idea
I work
here
with
is to hold on the anger. So, for example, if you continually hold on to the anger for the same thing day after day after day, it's not helping you.
Okay. Okay. I'm working
Identify
with
it, feel it, and let it go.
Right. Okay.
Is that helpful?
Yeah, I think for a long time, extremely hard to let go, and I'm working with a therapist and doing EMDR, and that's helping me as far as I can tell.
What's
that's
EMDR?
Where I'm making movement. It's
people
rapid
may not
eye
know
movement.
What EMDR is.
EMDR, it's rapid eye movement, and in
okay.
actuality, when I'm talking, I hold things in my hands that have electrical impulse, sort of even odd thing, and somehow it changes the firing in the brain. So it's like you'll still have the memory, but you don't have the emotional reaction to it.
The charge.
And it really feels like it works.
Okay.
And that
well,
helped
that's great.
Me because I've had severe problem of holding on to anger and going over and over and over things.
Well,
so
and the thing is that's also what keeps you stuck. Remember, anything that you constantly repeat stays in your consciousness. You haven't let it go.
Right. Yeah.
And because there's a part of you that still thinks you can change it.
Hmm. Yeah, you're right. Yes, you're right.
And you can't change it. Just be done with it. Learn what you need to learn. Let it go.
Hmm. That's what's hard.
Why?
I think I want justice.
You want what?
To be heard or to be seen or something.
Yeah, no, you want an apology.
Yes.
It's not going to happen.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? That leaves me feeling like like there's nothing to me.
What does that mean? What do you mean there's nothing to you?
I don't exist.
Why is that? Why? What
I don't
doesn't
know.
Exist?
Me. My identity, because I guess I was made invisible. So I think I've probably always struggled to be heard. And like you say, get an apology and for someone to say, oh, we do see you. And somehow I've put the belief in that unless that happens, then I don't count.
Is that true?
No. No, you're helping me realize my thought process.
Right.
But I, for most of my life, feel like I have not had an identity. So it's
so what? What is your? What is your? What can you in this? Just in this moment, don't even think about it. Just allow it to show up. What could be your strategic plan to change that? How would it be? How would you act differently? What would have to happen?
I was thinking about it today. I realized I'm taking baby steps, which I never would have done before. Before, I would have been hard on myself and expected huge success within a day. I'm sort of surrendering and saying, okay, it's day by day, it's minute by minute. And the other thing is I have to be willing to conceive of the idea that I can make up a me.
Yes.
From scratch.
You are your own creation.
Yeah.
So if you are your own creation, how do you want to create you?
What's the
let's play with creativity here. You know,
okay.
It doesn't have to be true, but if it could be any way you wanted to be, who would you be?
First thoughts that come to my mind are very strong ethics.
Okay. So you would have very strong ethics. Great. What would and then what?
Well, then I'm brought back to a memory of knowing myself before I lost myself, which is probably up to 4 or 5, and that part of me was clearly coming in with God.
Right.
It was like I had a wisdom, and that wisdom was God.
And that has not ever gone away. You still have that wisdom.
Okay.
Kat, you need to see that.
Yeah.
You need to really claim it. And know that the wisdom has never left you. All you've done is just put a bit of a veil over it, because for whatever reason you needed to experience what you needed, and you couldn't have experienced it if you were in touch with your wisdom. You understand that?
Yeah, but.
And now it's done, and you can access the wisdom.
Well, I could have just been wise my whole life and been doing a lot of good.
Yeah, but you weren't, so let it go.
Okay.
You didn't act wise because you allowed other people's opinions to dominate you.
Okay.
And that
that's not
necessarily not being wise. It just happens to be the situation you chose.
Okay.
Okay, so,
all right, so
just acknowledge it. Okay, that's what I did before. I don't have to do it today or tomorrow or ever again. It doesn't feel good. Don't want to do it.
Okay.
From this point forward, you have the freedom to allow yourself, truly, to allow yourself to be as wise as you choose. And you don't have to tell anybody else about your wisdom. You can hold your wisdom and just know it for yourself. You can write it down. You can share it with someone else. It doesn't make any difference. Your wisdom is yours. To do whatever you choose with it. It has always been there.
Okay.
You really, well, it needs to be imparted to you that your magnificence is brighter than you ever could know. Than you ever could know. And it's okay to shine bright. And it's okay also to lift that veil a little bit at the time to let the light in. No matter what you choose, as long as it feels good, is right for you now. Anything less than feeling good, you can choose, then the choice is yours to not do it. Doesn't feel good, don't do it.
Okay.
That's your barometer.
Okay.
Because it's about re-educating your gut about what feels good and what doesn't.
Yeah.
And trusting your gut again.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
Yeah, that's my, what do you call it, my plan.
There you go. If I were you, I'd write it out.
Oh, it's written out. I've been taking notes.
Oh, good.
You know, quite some time ago, you said something to me so profound that it really struck me, but my mind hadn't been able to hold it. It was something about... It was more complex than this, but it was about being so afraid of my own anger. There was another level to it, and you're absolutely right, and it's taken this long for me to travel that and to find it and to start to get through it. So I'm glad to reconnect with you.
Oh, I'm glad you did. And please understand that anger turned inward ends up in depression.
Yes.
And so the idea here is working through it, in giving yourself permission to be angry, it's a legitimate emotion. It's just a matter of understanding what created the anger, because anger hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really about getting your boundaries in check so that you don't have to be afraid of the anger, so that you can express the anger.
Mm-hmm.
because expressing your anger is empowering not only to you, but it also empowers the other person, not from a negative point of view, but from a point of view that you can have a healthy relationship with someone when you can be honest with them.
Right. Yes, I've created that with my son. So
that you can be honest with your son?
Oh, I've created that with him, even unknowingly.
That's great.
He turned around and is an amazingly honest person, and it's very precious to me, and it's a great lesson for me.
Yeah. You did good.
And it's truly beautiful to experience that with him, and it's a, you know, good motivator.
But you need to hear what I just said. You did good.
Yes, that I can say I did good with. Thank you.
Yeah, receive it. That's right.
Yeah.
But noticed you loved him enough to allow it.
Yes.
And that's what you're learning now, is how to love you enough to allow it.
Right. And I have a helper now. I have a dog that was going to be put down because he has fear aggression.
Oh.
And I realized this is a gift for me.
Yeah.
To learn, you know, I'll clearly love him and give him a chance, but I don't do that so much for myself. So he's teaching me to be kind.
That's great. You know,
yeah, it's wonderful.
And the more you can nurture you, the better off, right?
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's the key.
It's all new.
Huh?
It's all new.
Nurturing me.
Yeah,
but allow it to be. Mm-hmm. And allow the newness to bring joy. And the same as, like, you know, like when we're kids and we get something new, we're all excited about it.
Yeah.
And we are so joyful because we're experimenting with something new. Right?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that too lately, yes. I think maybe I've been afraid of the joy. And that's what came with me with the wisdom of God as a child, too. I had great joy.
Right. Most children do, if given the situation, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. You know, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and it's always a pleasure to talk to someone who's willing to do their own work.
I've worked real hard.
I know you have.
Yeah.
You have done really well. And right now the true forgiveness of self comes forward, right?
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to be 60. That's tough. Because I've got a lifetime of learning that I'd like to have had and to have as far as an artist or whatever. And I feel like I've got 20 years, if I'm lucky. And that's tough.
But why are you boxing yourself in when you don't have to?
Because it's pretty much a reality, isn't it?
But why worry about it?
I mean, it's pretty much realistic.
Yeah, but what difference does it make? It doesn't make any difference as long as each day that you live, you make the most out of that day.
Right.
Every moment you live, the more joy you can pack into the moment, then it doesn't make any difference how long you're on the planet. Because you're not really going anywhere. You're just going to change dimensions.
Oh, I just picture that I would have been a better artist.
But notice you're living in the past rather than now. It's about being in the present. You can't change what was. You can only move forward from this point to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
That's going to bring you joy in the moment. So if you want to be a better artist, then take a class and be a better artist now.
Just
don't dwell on what could have been.
You're right. Yeah, exactly right. And those are the baby steps I'm taking right now.
Exactly. But notice that you got to catch yourself. It's about catching yourself. Like, as soon as you get into thinking about, you know, I should have, I could have, only I would have, then you have to gently stop yourself and say, but I didn't. And now I have the opportunity to discern what truly brings me joy.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
And you don't have to know yet.
Okay.
And you know what? Allow yourself not to know.
Okay.
You'll feel better about it by not knowing.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
God,
well, I've got to end
you.
The program
You're
now
profound.
Anyway. What a great thank you so much for talking to me. Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For allowing yourself to listen. That's great. And I hope and you have to know something. This conversation has helped many, many more people than you could possibly know, because you are
really?
Not alone in your struggle, my friend.
Yeah.
Humanity is going through very similar stuff that you are. So thank you for allowing yourself to share that with others.
I'll share one more thing. The biggest
okay.
thing that's been so difficult and so painful is seeing my resistance to trying. And I'm over it, but I just want to share that if people find that they're resisting getting better, just don't let it become so huge, because I let it, it was devastating me.
Embrace it.
Yeah. That's what I finally
embrace
did.
It, acknowledge it, and let it go.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week or the beginning of the week.
Thank you.
And blessings to you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the end of our show, and I hope, I deeply hope, within the depths of my heart, that this profound conversation that the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones through me had with Pat will also help you. I'd like to tell you that if you'd like to call me privately, you can call me at 216-691-1233. Leave a message, and I will call you back if I'm not at my desk. And we're going to close the records now. So I want to thank the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones for all their wonderful healing information. And we ask all those listening here, may their hearts be opened, may their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed as we all say amen. Good night, everybody. This is Donna Fox. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.